I think I've heard this all before. Silly bastard me. What's more? Let's go kick down the door. Silly bastard me. What's more? Ready, go. Ready, go. Ready, go. Ready, go. Ready, go.
Never gonna be All right, we started with a few local bands tonight. First was Rolling Nectar, who, as I said, will be playing preliminary night 3 of the Rock and Roll Rumble at Once Ballroom in Somerville at 10:30 p.m. What night is that? Tomorrow night, I think. Tuesday night, yes. And you heard their single, Twice a Night, which, of course, you heard the Nectarines in the background there. And then after that was State of the Union with Ready Go from their 2014 album, True. State of the Union evolved from Police State, which formed in 1981. They played around the local scene until breaking up in the early 90s, then got back together in 2012 and recorded this album with David Minahan in 2014. State of the Union has two shows on Saturday, April 1st. First, an all-ages rock show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain at 4 p.m. Then that night, they'll be on a bill at the Thirsty Turtle Tavern and Grill in Nashua, New Hampshire. And after that, you heard Bad Marriage with yet another new single, Model Citizen. These guys are such terrific songwriters. Always another new great song from them. And Bad Marriage will be playing Saturday night at Thunder Road in Somerville, Mass. So there's a few gigs this week. There's actually a lot of shows going on this week around town, local and national coming in. But now, what do I have for you? Okay, I'm going to start with some serious guitar now, just because this show's shorter than my other show, and sometimes I have to cut some songs at the end, and I'd rather not cut the guitar stuff. So I'll put it on now and then get regular other music on afterwards. And first up, I've got it's a new album from Chickenfoot called Best Plus Live, a double album with one disc being a best of and the other being live. And what I have for you now is Soap on a Rope from the live disc. And in case you don't know them or don't remember, Chickenfoot is a super group that formed in 2008 with Joe Satriani, Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, and Chad Smith. So here is Chickenfoot with Soap on a Rope.
Here's a song called Soap on a Rope. What's up, Chad? What do you got to tell? What?
There's a lot of very, very attractive people here.
Yes, there are.
You notice that? Is Phoenix known for their beautiful women?
Why did we want to film this show here?
Company doctor, examine me from head to toe. Whatever's wrong with you, young man? Oh, my X-rays don't show. Angel of mercy, won't you please look down on me? Oh, angel of mercy, little they don't receive my check. Say they won't pay me by Friday, or they want the furniture back. So I went down to the credit union, trying to get myself a loan. Say I won't let you have it, young man, 'cause we here. You won't. Thank you. set my furniture outdoors. I was listening to the weatherman a while ago. Says it's gonna rain and snow. My daughter's got pneumonia. My son is down with the flu. My whole family suffer malnutrition. And I can't even afford a suit.
Yeah. Thank you.
How's that for mind-blowing? Some serious guitar going there. That last one was Philip Sace with Blues Ain't Nothing But a Good Woman on Your Mind from Scorched Earth Volume 1. That album just totally blew me away. Sace is a guitarist, singer, and songwriter who was born in Wales, grew up in Canada, began getting noticed as a teenager. He particularly does blues. He was in Jeff Healey's band, also played with Uncle Cracker and Melissa Etheridge. He has appeared on some of their albums and has several of his own out. That was a great album. It's a great album. Live. And before that, you heard Rory Gallagher doing Laundromat from Live at Montreux in 2006. He's a great Irish blues guitarist. Didn't get as much attention as he should have. I saw him at the Paradise, and he played for about 3 hours. It was great. Sadly, we lost him way too soon. Before that, you heard Anna Popovic with How'd You Learn to Shake It Like That from her 2007 album, Still Making History. She's a blues guitarist and singer from Serbia. Started playing guitar when she was 15 and then began playing out in bands when she was about 19. Been doing solo work since 1999. She has 7 studio albums and 2 live ones out. I believe she's going to be playing in this area in the spring, real spring, at the Center for the Arts in Natick and Tupelo Music Hall in New Hampshire, but I don't recall when it is, what month it is, if it's, might be in, I don't know if it's later in April or in May, I forget. Anyway, I'll let you know closer to it. Then you heard Joe Bonamassa with Angel of Mercy from his album Live at the Greek Theater, which came out last year. On this album, Joe does songs that were done by the three kings, Freddie, Albert, and BB. That song, Angel of Mercy, was originally done by Albert King. And the set started out with Soap on a Rope from Chickenfoot's new album, Best Plus Live. It's a double album, and great stuff from that, Soap on a Rope. All right, now I have something for you that, brand new Chuck Berry. As last week I did a tribute to Chuck Berry, one on each of my shows actually, since he had just died that week. And Berry had been working on a new album to come out this year, his 90th year. And the album Chuck is set for release, I believe, in June. And on Wednesday, they released the first single from it called Big Boys. And here it is.
Yeah. I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for
like me. Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Oh,
great. We just heard, it started with Chuck Berry, thing from his new album, the first single called Big Boys. It was just released last week, and the album Chuck should be out probably in June. You never know when it's this far in advance, you know, the set date is not necessarily the date it'll end up coming out, but anyway, something good from Chuck. And then you probably knew the song after that, The Zombies with Time of the Season from their second studio album, Odyssey and Oracle, in 1967. That album didn't do that well when it was first released, which almost didn't happen. And a couple of singles got released, didn't do well. And Time of the Season was released at the urging of a new A&R rep, Al Cooper. Yes, that Al Cooper. And the song was recorded at Abbey Road Studios and eventually became a big hit, making it to number 3 in the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S. The Zombies were formed in England in 1962 by keyboard player Rod Argent and singer Colin Blundstone. British Invasion Band had many hit songs. They broke up in 68 but have reformed with various members several times since. The Zombies currently exist, and with both Argent and Blundstone still being members, and they will be playing at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, I think it's tomorrow night. And then after that, we heard The Jack from AC/DC. That was from 1978's Live, If You Want Blood, You've Got It. And that song, I love that song, it's great, it's just, I don't know, it just gets AC/DC fans going. I remember one of the times when I saw them in concert, I was with a couple of friends, and this young guy was like sitting next to my friend, and he's like practically in her face singing, The Jack, you know, and she was getting very annoyed with him. And I've mentioned to people before, you know, I have birds, and a lot of times they like to bite you when they're out with you. And I always call that giving you the beak. So I would sing with this song. I'd tell Riff Raff Raff, the parakeet, to stop giving me the beak. And when the jack was on, I started singing, She Got the Beak, instead of She Got the Jack. And while I was singing, beak, 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 Riff Raff started doing it. She kept saying, she'd say, beak, 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 beak. It was so cute. It's really cute. And anyway, it's about time to wrap this up here. I hope you enjoyed everything, and I'll be back to you again next Monday here on WMFO at 2 p.m., and then some of you listen to me on WCAC on Tuesday nights from 6 to 8. Right now, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and the next show will be up imminently. Do you have something ready? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
really make a difference if we don't see eye to eye? Does it really make a difference to build your castle in the sky?